This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome to a special live Town Hall Academy that was recorded at Dynamic Automotive's 25th anniversary celebration in New Market, Maryland. Aftermarket podcaster Carm Capriato here. Now, it's always interesting to hear the unique paths that people have embarked on to be in this great industry and to grow in it. You know, seniority doesn't always trump leadership skills and a drive to become invested and committed in the business. In this episode, my panel discusses the different career paths that they've taken while working for Dynamic Automotive and what their plans for future growth are within the company. Hey, thanks to Shopware and Shop Marketing Pros for their continued support of the podcast. You know, when was the last time you heard a customer say, "Thanks for taking my money"? Get Shopware Shop Management Software and your customers will be shouting it from the rooftops in overwhelming 5-star reviews. Learn more at GetShopware.com. Is your marketing company sharing the same vanilla social posts for you that they do for every other shop? Well, that's not how Shop Marketing Pros does business. They believe each shop is unique with its own story. Contact them today on the web at ShopMarketingPros.com. Hey, I know you count on us to bring you cutting-edge aftermarket talk to help you make a difference in your business acumen and leadership skills. It's my passion. Hey, meet my panel. Now, we're all in this one room together. We're probably going to do camera tricks with you as I'm looking sideways and up and down. But that's the beauty of doing stuff live. It's just so happy that the team from Dynamic invited me down here and we're doing this. Let me see. Who's first on my left is Paul Foster, who is the manager at the Urbana location. I was over at your store this morning. It's amazing what you fit into a tiny little section of ground over there, and a beautiful place, a car wash and a lube, and I don't know, seven bays. How nice. Thanks for being here, Paul. Todd Zimmerman is with us, the manager of Liberty Town. I haven't been to your place, probably won't have a chance to get there, but welcome, my friend.
Great to be here.
And you've been on the show before.
Yep, at a couple of different events across the country. Yep.
You were with me for sure at Apex, weren't you?
We have done Apex, yes.
Yes, we have together. Thank you very much. And a new voice to the show, Adam Trawick. Did I say that right?
You did.
I said it right. You are the manager at Emmitsburg, which is not even open yet.
Oh, no, it's open.
Oh, it is open. Oh, yeah. I thought it was just you're getting it all ready for opening. But 6 months you've been with the company?
Correct.
That's interesting. I want you to all realize as we talk about career paths that Adam's with the company 6 months. Todd, how long?
I've been here going on 14 years.
14. And Paul?
Same. 13 same. Going on 14.
13 going on 14. And you all are working in, the name of the business is Dynamic, but I like to really talk about the fact that it's a dynamic leadership team. And, you know, instead of calling yourselves managers, I believe you're called location leaders. Am I right?
Yep.
And I love that. And I think that's a something that the industry can take away and say, you know, it's just not a manager, it's a location leader. And I think that means so much more to me, the word leader. And, you know, you could say facility, but I love that location. What we want to talk about is what your career paths were. You know, you came here 13, 14 years ago, Paul, and you were turning wrenches, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I worked as a technician at a facility not too far away, 15, 20 minutes. I'd been there for 5 years. Got an opportunity to come to Dynamic. I looked at it as from a standpoint, I had heard that Dwayne's story, okay, heard how he had started as a team member and advanced to being an owner.
Yeah, that's a cool story. We've done that story with Dwayne in the past. He's been on the podcast quite a bit. A very smart guy, giving guy for all the stuff that he shares with the industry. And you heard that Dwayne came on as a technician and ended up becoming an owner. You know, as this company continues to grow and the leadership of this company, you know, their hair, they're not dying the color of their gray hair. And I'm not saying anything in a way, but the fact that someday there's got to be a leadership exchange somewhere along the line. It's just, yeah. There just has to be.
Yeah, definitely. So I would agree with that.
So you joined as a technician, and now what was your career path? Did you go on the counter at all?
No, not too much. I started as a technician, worked my way up to shop foreman, and then was it 5 years ago when then the current manager ended up taking the manager's position at our new Frederick store at the time. They gave me the chance and I took it.
And tell me your story, Todd. Same thing. Do you start as a technician?
Yeah, I sure did. So I spent about 13 years prior to coming to Dynamic Automotive in the dealership world. And I just knew that there had to be a better way to do this. You know, when you're kind of put into a box and expected to work on cars with no interaction with your customers, that was kind of trying. I enjoy talking with my customers. I like being a part of the whole process. And when you're just pushed back into the shop and really you don't want to communicate with anybody but your service advisor, that was kind of wrong. I didn't like it. So I started looking elsewhere, and the independent garage seemed like a good fit. So I applied and came on board.
Do you regret that decision?
Not one bit.
And were you up to all makes, all models?
So it was different. It was different. Now the dealership I came from was a multi-franchise dealer. So I did have some Euro and domestic in that realm.
What were the brands?
Audi, Lincoln.
Okay. So Audi and Lincoln. That's an interesting combo.
Yes.
Wow. And so you worked on two nameplates.
Yes.
And then you made the switch. I've done shows with technicians that have taken the leap over from the dealership, and they didn't regret it, and they came over for all the right reasons, but there doesn't seem to be, in my mind, enough technicians that want to come over to the independent side. Now, either they're very comfortable working on one particular area, or they're saying, wait a minute, you guys go deeper on diagnostics than we do. We just stop somewhere and replace a part.
Todd probably has a little more backstory, but yeah, to me, it's very, probably the most difficult thing for a technician going from the dealership world into the independent.
Yeah, it was a learning curve. You know, in the dealership world, you have a hotline that you can call. You've got factory service reps that'll jump on board with you both on phone or in person.
Yeah, but so do we.
These are the manufacturers. So they built these things. They have the factory schematics.
Got it. Okay.
So there is a little more depth at that point.
So guys, let me ask this question. Do you do the hiring at your facilities?
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. How many dealership technicians have you interviewed in the last year?
I just hired one not too long ago.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I haven't replaced anybody in a while.
You haven't? Okay. In the case of you, Paul, how'd you get the guy to say yes? Where was he in his mindset?
A big part of it was he just wasn't happy being in that box at the dealership. They had him at a very low pay rate, which, you know, was easy to take care of. But the growth potential with Dynamic is what really made it for him.
Okay, that's why we're here. Now, I'm sorry, Adam, we haven't included you in this conversation at all, and we're already how many minutes in, but it doesn't matter. You're here, you're hearing all this stuff. What's your background?
I worked at a shop for about 18 years before I came here and just kind of got to a plateau where I couldn't go any farther there, and I was decided I was ready to move on. So
okay, independent.
Mm-hmm. Independent shop.
And you worked in the bays.
Yep.
You didn't manage at all.
A little bit when it was a very small shop. So when my boss was on vacation, I would run the shop.
So how is it that you, with no managerial experience, is now managing a new store for Dynamic?
That's what I came in here for. When I originally talked to them, they said maybe 3 to 5 years, they'd have another location that I would be able to manage for them. And 3 months later, they asked me if I'd be interested in managing the Emmitsburg store.
Wow. So what kind of magic do you have to be a location leader?
I feel like I'm good with people, and I enjoy doing it.
So that's what, that to me, I think if anyone's listening to this and says, wow, Adam came in, he didn't put in the 13 or 14 years it took to grow, and bam, he's He's now a location leader. And you said you're good with people. Mm-hmm. Did you learn it, the natural ability?
I think it's learned and natural, a little bit of both.
Where'd you learn it?
Just working at the previous shop. I mean, I've been there forever and I knew all the customers.
You knew all the customers. How it was that you got along with everybody so well?
I feel like I'm pretty easy to get along with.
Tell me about your biggest challenges you have right now, 6 months being on.
I mean, managing a new store is definitely a challenge.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, are you charged with the responsibility of growing the volume?
Yep.
And what do you? How are you doing that?
We have a ad out right now for an office administrator. Take care of some of the office stuff.
How about growing sales? What are you doing?
Oh, we've got a lot of marketing going on. We're going to be launching some mailers out in the next week or two, hopefully. Okay.
And you've got that place running just the way you want it.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Of the management team here, who's working closest with you?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yep.
Ah, okay. So Dwayne and Lee and Jose pretty much say, Sarah and Adam, just go at it.
Yep.
And so you have that freedom to work with Sarah to get that done. Actually, we're going to do an interview with Sarah later today. When you got the offer, why did you choose Dynamic? What was attractive about this company that made you say yes?
I'd say it's one of the biggest auto repair companies in the local area. I mean, even when I worked at the last place, we'd always get their mailers in the mail. So it's not like you hadn't heard of them, and it sounded like a really good company to work for.
Isn't that interesting? The outside sees something in Dynamic. Mm-hmm. When you interviewed for the job, had you interviewed here before ever, or was it your first time?
It was my first time.
It was your first time?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I just got to give you a lot of high fives. A lot of times, there's interviews done and then the resume sits in a folder somewhere and you may not have an opportunity, and it's rare to interview, be here 6 months and be a location leader. And I'm just saying that only from, you must be an incredibly gifted and talented guy. So
thank you.
Welcome to the team. Paul, you and Todd, pretty much the same thing. You're both at the same level, right? You're both location managers?
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
And you've seen the company grow from what, three stores? Two at the time?
No, there were three.
It was three.
There were three.
Yep.
Okay. It was here in New Market. It was Frederick.
Liberty Town was the second store.
Liberty Town was the second store. And the third was?
Was Urbana.
Urbana. Mm-hmm. Urbana. Okay. And when you joined, there were three stores.
Correct.
And that was 13 years ago. And of course, becoming a solid company and learn how to run three stores. And then all of a sudden, bam, bam, right? Now we're at five. The thing that I want to point out to everybody is that the New Market store that we're in was replaced. And the old Two Bayer is just a kitty corner across the intersection here.
Right across the street.
And so with all the effort that it took to put this together, it almost feels like there's six stores here. But, with all the energy and all the monies that you'd have to put in, but that Two Bayer had to be improved in some way.
Oh, it had been outgrown 10 years ago, mm-hmm. easily 10 years ago.
Yeah. You've been here, a long time. Share with us thoughts along the way, Paul, watching the company grow.
I tell you, from where I started with the company to where we are now, it's just a phenomenal change. I'm super excited to be where we are. I think it's coming in at the right time for a lot of the younger guys or younger people that are coming in. It's a very exciting time because now we're at five stores and the growth potential to continue on, because we figured out a lot of the hard stuff, so to speak.
Oh yeah.
To expand. And now just giving people opportunities is, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Oh yeah. The hard stuff. Todd, what do you mean by that?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, we have, the learning curve is steep.
I mean,
we have learned so much, usually by making a mistake and failing forward. I compliment the ownership team for that. They let us make mistakes, knowing that it's a mistake. So that way we can learn from that mistake and hopefully not make it twice. But they let us make our own mistakes, even though they probably have made that mistake themselves at some point.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Agreed 100%. I mean, as a technician, those are the ones that always stick with you, were your biggest butt kickers, you know, the ones
absolutely.
That really whooped you.
Yep.
You never forget them.
Nope.
It's the same way here.
Okay. All right. So let's go around the room. What's your biggest mistake you learned from in the last 6 months?
For me, it's probably, in the last 6 months.
A year. Go back. What's the number one thing you teach somebody? Never do this because I've done it and it hurts.
Oh, for sure. Just take time to think before you speak, no matter the situation.
So you mean you have to find filters?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Just think about it.
Todd, how about you?
You know, I would definitely second that. Sometimes
really?
We talk sometimes when maybe we should listen. So
there's the answer. The answer is not maybe filtering so much. It's to sit on your hands before you reply and then apply that filter before you say anything.
Absolutely.
That's wise. How about you, Adam?
I agree with them. But I'd also add to just to be take your time and be thorough with everything you do. Don't rush things. Even when it comes down to doing management work or working on cars, just be thorough and take your time.
Okay. You know what you guys all just described? The power of communication.
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Because, you know, open or closed, it's your choice. And trying to get the message through and to is important. But also to let your people fail and make a mistake. You literally may be walking by someone in the bay, watching them do something that you know is a mistake about to happen because you've been there. And what do we always want to do? Let me help them out. Let me show them. And they'll never, ever learn, will they?
No, they will not.
Takes them quite a bit longer.
And so do you purposely walk away knowing, oh, that's going to hurt?
I have.
It just depends on what it is.
You're right. I mean, if it's going to cost, a couple $1,000, you would not make it happen.
Correct.
But if it was a thing that may take 15 minutes to redirect itself because they made a mistake, you know that you just provided a learning.
Yeah.
A learning opportunity. Well, great. I love where this is going. Thank you. We're here to talk about career pathing. I am live at the new market store of Dynamic Automotive, where tomorrow, one hell of a celebration. They're cleaning up and they're putting up a tent, and it's going to be, actually, it was last year and COVID prompted it to be this year. Okay, guys. Company's growing. No doubt there needs to be a level of, see, Dwayne's even watching. Three rock stars. High five, Dwayne. Thank you. Is there going to be an opportunity for district managers in the company someday? Anybody think?
Yeah, it's definitely been discussed. And I know I definitely have an interest in that. And I believe Todd does as well.
Something similar to a district manager, but I'm looking more in the realm of a location development role.
Okay.
I know Paul's getting a lot of the training right now to run as a district manager.
Okay.
I'm looking at location acquisition, both from the finding the location to working on settling on a location to opening a location, training new staff to run that location, and then looking to move to the next location. So,
well, the message then to Dwayne, Jose, and Lee is you better start buying places.
That is the goal.
But then again, they're going to say, do you think we have a printing press in the back room and we can find all the money we ever possibly ever needed or wanted?
Well, you know, I don't know. We don't have a whole lot of extra room to start printing money. So we're going to have to earn it at the front end.
See, there's the humbling part. Hey, boss, go buy another one. And they say, oh, all right, okay, sure. What part of the financials don't they understand?
Right.
But then it goes back to, you know, you guys are working hard to make, you know, and I'm sure you realize the contributions you make to expense control, to revenue generation, to gross margin development, and the profitability of a company, where a bank would look at that company and says, my God, you've paid that loan off in 5 years. Let's continue to grow with you. And when you work for a company that has that kind of financial prowess, if you will, they're strong, the relationships are great. Yes, there is no doubt. So to say you want to be a location development person and a district manager, if those were career paths, I think they're strong. I think you guys should sit down with the leadership team, and or if not, put your dreams up and out there. People need to hear that.
And that is a great way to bring up our, for our team, we give them reviews every once in a while, every 6 months to a year, that are, we call a roadmap review.
Okay.
Okay. And it gives them a way to list goals and expectations. What they're looking for, what, because we don't always know. We think we know a lot of times, like what someone would be either great at, good at. Because we want to put people in areas where they'll succeed, in roles that they'll be great at. However, that's not always what they want to do. So, you know, every once in a while, we get this goal sheet back, and we're just flat out surprised and floored, and in a good way. Hey, this is what I want to do. Okay, well, let me get you there. Because as long as I know what you want, I can help you get there.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, the guys give insights on preparing for your next role. Have you ever switched shop management systems and were left high and dry without data migrations? The software world can be a tough one, especially if your software provider isn't supporting you in the way you need them to. My expert recommendation, switch to Shopware today. With best-in-class onboarding, year-round support, and data migration experts at your fingertips, Shopware won't leave you wanting more. Listen, their team is one of the most dedicated in the business when it comes to servicing their clients. So they're going to do what it takes to get you up and running seamlessly. Shopware currently supports data migrations for more than 150 shop management systems, and they're constantly adding more. If you're thinking, ugh, I come from an unsupported SMS. Well, rest assured, their team will do the legwork for you to evaluate capabilities and provide a data migration solution. So, kick your feet up and visit GetShopware.com. You won't be disappointed. Have you heard this before? If you need something, we're just a phone call away. But then when you need something and you make that phone call, nothing. Well, if you needed something from your marketing company right now, today, could you get their help? Or now that they've got your money, has the personalized attention just faded away? Well, we've all experienced something like this. If you want that to go away, I want to introduce you to my friends over at Shop Marketing Pros. Shop Marketing Pros is a boutique marketing company. Now, what that means is they're small. It also means that they know their clients because they communicate with them regularly. If you're tired of working with a big transactional agency who treats you just like another auto repair shop, well, it's time to talk to the folks over at Shop Marketing Pros. They are a real phone call away. Find them on the web at shopmarketingpros.com. That brings up a very interesting thought. Paul, I'm going to go back to you. Of the people that work for you, do you know who wants to buy a house next?
I do, actually. And that's another thing. That was one of my greatest feelings I've ever had as being a leader was last year when one of my team members bought their first house. I mean, that's just awesome, an awesome feeling, you know, that they've done so well that they can do that. They can afford to do that. They've grown. You know, it's a young man. He's 22.
There's got to be so much value, Adam, in knowing, if you will, the goalposters of the people that work for you.
Yeah.
So that helps you as a leader to understand their career aspirations, mm-hmm. if not personal. But can you look at the team that you have 6 months in, new store, who could end up becoming a location leader someday? I mean, do you have a feel for that yet?
Probably not yet. We've only been open for about 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks.
Oh, now. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're it's a new baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So you really don't have a super feel.
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm going to move over to Todd. What about you and your team?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know where the young man that's my shop foreman is going. I know what he wants to do, and he's on track to get there. But he and I have been together like 13 years within that location. So I know him more than just as a coworker, but more like a family, to be honest. And, you know, we could be, I don't know, maybe not brothers, but maybe father, son. He's a little bit younger than me, but, we have a great relationship.
So part of the message to the industry is not only are we talking about where you guys came from in your career pathway, but what you as the leaders of your operations need to know and of course then do for the people under you. I mean, I guess the word stifle, you don't want to stifle anyone's dreams or goals. And as long as you know what they are, because you're listening to them, you're asking them, then you can do the things you can for leadership training, for technical training, all kinds of that. Adam, I know that you're brand new and may not have this tenure that Paul and Todd have, but what kind of things are you doing to help your people in their career path?
I think training. I mean, that hands down is what I think sets us apart from so many other shops out there, is the reinvestment in our people.
Right. I mean, that's what I say. It goes hand in hand with, you know, what they want to do, what they want to be personally, professionally. That's how we can get them there.
Let's talk about GSCs, B's and A's, however we classify stuff like that. And even if you don't hear, part of your jobs is to build that career path for your technicians. Yes?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're doing it through training classes. I mean, are you keeping a training resume on them, on your people's?
It really, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really depends on what they're looking for. I mean, if it's technician, if it's an advisor, you know, or like you said, as a GS, I mean, we have different opportunities for each and every one of them.
Do each of you have a real good A diagnostic tech at your place?
I would say so. Yes.
Yes.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
I've got a solid technician.
Okay, cool.
That I'm happy with.
I get it. And you know, it's new, brand new. Yep. Are all the people that work in your store new to the company?
To the company, yes. To the previous business, no.
That's right. Cause you guys bought someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's a big challenge we could talk about. Maybe another show, huh?
All right.
How to flip the culture. So Paul and Todd, let's just kind of dig a little bit into, you have a C, what, based on the resume, based on what you know that they want to make continuous moves. They want to get better. Is it all just training?
Well, it's training and being mentored. I mean, we have our apprenticeship programs that we're very much involved in, from youth apprentice up to the registered apprentice, where they go through 3 years of college automotive training.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are great with apprenticing. We've done shows on it before, and we are going to do we're going to record a podcast here about that, mentor apprentice. Excited about that. And it is a phenomenal program that Dynamic has here. But if you had a B and you looked at that resume, that training resume, and you sat down and says, okay, hey, we're growing. We're going to need really solid diagnosticians, at least one top guy in every store. What do you believe you need? And by the way, here's all the courses. Are you spending time marrying the goals inside the company with the training that they're getting? Are you slicing all that together?
I would say yes. I mean, with sending these technicians to Vision, you know, which is training.
Yeah, I know. But are you picking the courses with them?
We not necessarily pick, but give strong suggestions, I think, okay, would be a good way to put it.
Okay. Because you guys are bringing a bunch to Apex, mm-hmm, this year. And again, you just can't let, that investment not be specifically designed.
Correct. Yeah. You want to take advantage of their time while they're there and steer them in the right direction as to what you think they need the most.
Right. I think we usually try to let them pick a course load and then we review it with them and give them suggestions about maybe things that would be more helpful.
So, Adam, you've been learning from a fire hose.
Yep.
And tell me how that experience has been and what kind of help you've been getting.
Oh, it's been going very good. It's a lot to take in, but I'm doing good. It's been fun. It's been challenging.
What do you like about Dynamic that you really so enjoy versus the last shop you were at?
The fact that everybody here is willing to help with, I mean, Paul or Todd and Sarah, I mean, anybody you call will drop what they're doing and help you. No one's out to get you. Everybody just wants you to succeed, it seems like.
No one's out to get you. Isn't that right. interesting? Wow. Yeah. Is there a lot of that? People out to get you?
Not here.
No, but in the industry.
I think in general in life, when, you know, you're in a sea of fish, so to speak, you know, you're always looking out for the sharks because they're out there.
Yeah.
Paul and Todd, you brought up, you'd love to be a district manager. You'd love to be a location scout, and if you will, integrator. What do you need to be ready for a role like that, since we're talking career pathing?
I tell you, I have gotten quite a bit of information from other individuals that are currently doing that. I mean, that's another great thing about a lot of the awesome training that we go to is the networking of people that we meet. I mean, I, you know, rub elbows with some of the best GMs, DMs in the independent world. You know, David Asquith and Phil from BG Automotive.
Sure.
I mean, they're great guys to pick the brain and learn from.
That is so true. And can you just call them now, or do you just discuss at events that you go to?
Oh, I mean, I've talked with Phil at a couple times at events. David, we're pretty good friends.
Cool.
I have his number. Give him a call.
That's one of the things that I continue to love about this industry. And what I do is people are so willing to share and help mm-hmm. each other out. And one of the biggest reasons is the professionalism of our industry. It needs to just rise big time. And, you know, people like Dynamic, BG Auto, for example, mm-hmm. they're doing their part, but there's not enough. There's not enough doing that part. How about your preparation, Todd?
So with the newest acquisition of our Emmitsburg store, Dwayne pretty much spearheaded that whole acquisition. And I'm working with Dwayne, in, you know, one-on-one to learn the steps of how that whole transaction went from the initial phone call that was a few years ago to when we actually signed on the dotted line and made it ours, to the transition of bringing Adam in and training him for a location leader position. So kind of working through all of the steps and getting experience with it. And I think on the next acquisition, I'll work with Dwayne one-on-one through the whole process.
Well, that's wonderful that you're reaching out. You've basically told the leadership team, hey, you want to do this, right?
Yeah. Always looking for the next step up. What can I do to help the company grow? And that's, I think, what we're all here to do.
Anybody in your own shops come to you recently and say, hey, I'm telling you, I got a fever. I want to do this. No matter what it was, you know, a technician saying, hey, I love what I do, but I want to work the counter.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing that we kind of an inner thing that we have is you're always training your replacement. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul's training his replacement. I'm training my replacement.
Do they know?
They know.
They do.
In unison. How cool is that? Look, I had a blast. I think we covered some really, really good things. Let's do a last call around the room. Adam, anything you'd love to contribute before we go?
I just want to say I do enjoy working here. It's probably the best job I've ever had.
Wow. And 6 months here, huh?
Yep.
3 weeks into a new place. I wish I had time to come and see it, but I'm sure it's going to be it probably currently is, and a challenge to integrate it into the business.
It is, but in a good way.
Good.
Yep.
Good for you. Todd, any last call words here?
You know, one thing I've loved about Dynamic Automotive is we are family, every one of us. I mean, we know each other. I mean, even though our shops are spread out, we're a family, and we grow accordingly. You know, sometimes we have a little growing pains, but at the end of the day, we've all got the same goal.
You have the last word, Paul.
I'll just take a moment just to thank everyone in the company as well as the ownership. I mean, it's a phenomenal company to work for. Like Adam and Todd have echoed, it's very much, they give you every opportunity. It's up to you to use it.
Bill Connor, everyone's job is to train their replacement and feel they will have the next spot to move up to. Very wise, my friend Bill. And thank you guys for being here. Paul Foster, Todd Zimmerman, and Adam Trawick.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Great long time career. Best to you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.